We continue D-backs All Access Week with the manager himself, Torrey Lovello, as he joins us here on the Colter Automotive Group Sports Line. Torrey, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about the theme, and we've talked to a lot of players this week. We've had one on every day, and the other shows have as well. There's a lot of internal optimism and also a feeling of, let's get at this so we can wash away what was a short but painful 2020 season. How much do you pick up on that so far?
Yeah, I think very much so. These guys are in a good spot, and this is what I told the group. You know, we got to turn that pain and frustration into growth. I believe that's what winners do, and that's been the common theme for me and talking about last year. And I think we've completely turned the page off of last year. And these guys are in an extremely good spot. It's a good team of players. You know, we believe in something that we're doing every single day, and we want to get better every single day and then see where that lands us.
All right, so if this is to happen, and this team has been really good from a position of being underdogs in the past, what is that going to look like? What is this baseball team going to look like if you really are to compete with the Padres and Dodgers?
Yeah, well, that's such a good question. And look, respectfully, we know what they've done, and they've loaded up, and they deserve all the chatter that they're getting. But what I've been telling these guys is not to worry about that. Let's put it on ourselves. Let's block out all that black noise and go out today and take care of what we can right in front of us. And, you know, at the end of a 162-game schedule, who knows where that's going to land. And I believe we have the right mindset to kind of take care of business inside of our clubhouse. And these guys are a good team here. We got, if you look at our lineup, you look at our players, we got some very talented players that are hungry. I think last year's frustration has led to a lot of hunger and a lot of focus and a lot of effort, and that's what I'm seeing right now early in camp.
Torrey Lovello, manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. I heard your interview with Burns and Gambo where you kind of admitted it, Torrey. You said, I put too much pressure on these guys last year in addition to the pressure that was, you know, inherent in a 60-game schedule. But going the way that it did this offseason, how much did you pour over and agonize over what went wrong and how it went wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm a human being, and I know that there are fans across the valley that care a lot, but I can promise you that the area that I cared most about was how I can improve and what happened and facing that head on. And, you know, I asked a lot of people in my inner circle and some from outside of my circle, you know, what they saw and what it looked like. And so I did a lot of soul searching, but I didn't want to pass it over and gloss over and say that everything was fine, because it wasn't. There were some things that I needed to get better at, and I started to address that right away. So there's a period of transition for me, you know, maybe early December, where I started to get that right mindset that's pushing me in the right direction. And look, I'm the leader of this team, and I've got to be accountable, and I got to be ready for these guys as I stand in front of them, you know, early in camp, and tell them that we are a good baseball team. And I think we're building that trust, and we're pushing in that direction every day.
All right, there's going to be a lot of focus on your opening day starter, because there's a feeling that maybe Zach Gallen is ready to be a frontline ace. I'd like you to talk about that, and also who's starting your Cactus League opener?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you that Zach Gallen is going to start the Cactus League for us on Sunday. And then as far as the opening day starter, you know, look, I've done it in years past where I've just waited it out until we get through a camp that's healthy. You know, we certainly know the candidates that we do have, but I don't want to play our hand out right now. I just want a lot of these guys to go out and compete and do what they're supposed to do in camp and take it from there. But you know, I know that there's going to be a heightened sense based on some of the things that happened last year, but I'm going to block all that out. I'm going to make the best decision that's going to help us win a baseball game.
Torrey Lovello, manager of the D-backs, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Another pitcher who was fantastic last year for a short time, Merrill Kelly, before you lost him with the injury. In that last game, when he left the game in Oakland, you guys were 13-12. We know what shook out. And I know he's back and ready to go 100%. But how big of a blow was that to lose Merrill Kelly, and what kind of effect did you think that had on the team?
Yeah, you know, he was one of our guys. He was dotting it up real good, and every fifth day he was giving us a really good chance to go out and win a baseball game. So, you know, I'll never forget the conversation that I had with him inside of my office at Chase when he couldn't go any longer. He went as hard as he could, and, you know, he went well above and beyond what the expectations were, knowing that he wasn't feeling 100%. So that day was a tough day for me. And he looked me square in the eyes and he said, I promise you, I'm going to be back. I promise you I'm going to get back to that level of competition, and I'm going to go out and do the exact same things that I've been doing. So he hasn't let me down. I can tell you from what I've seen so far early in camp that he's in an extremely good spot. He's healthy. The circulation in the right arm is exactly what it's supposed to be. And I thanked him for what he did last year, because he put himself in a very uncomfortable situation where he wasn't feeling right. But he was competing at a high level, and we're watching that take place again this year.
All right, it was horrible hearing what Mike Hazen is going through with his wife and his family, and obviously our hearts go out with him as they try to battle through all of that. But the idea that this is going on behind the scenes, clearly you knew about it. Clearly the organization knew about it. It kind of reframes some of your struggles, at least in my opinion, that you might have had last year. Because, you know, Mike's a great architect, and he's deserving of a lot of praise for what he's done up to this point. How does that fit into the grand scheme of everything, you guys having to get through that last year and still go through that now?
Yeah, I mean, those are the behind-the-scenes, real-life things that take place in our world that, you know, we don't necessarily expose to everybody else. And, you know, Mike and Nicole are very private. But we, being as close as we are with the Hazens, our wives are practically like sisters. We were aware of what was happening. And, you know, we are part of that support system for him every single day, and that will never change. But, you know, the beauty of what Mike was able to do was possibly compartmentalize. Obviously there were probably some very tough days when he would come to the ballpark, but he did. And as long as I've known Mike Hazen, he's always answered the bell. He's always been there and guiding this ship, and I don't think that'll change. I know that she's a very special woman, and she's fighting the fight, and we're there with her, and that'll never change as well.
Tori Lovello, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. I guess the area where you have the most new faces is in the bullpen, when you bring in guys like Soria and Davinsky, and Tyler Clippard's deal was finalized today. How hard is it, generally speaking, Tori, to sift through the new faces and really assemble a bullpen every year?
I got to tell you, there are so many new faces that early in camp I had to carry a card around with names and numbers, right? Because I'm like, everybody starts to look alike, trust me, for the first couple of days. So it's a great point. But, you know, you start to lock down on these guys, and you do start to put face with names, and that relationship starts to take over. But we feel very fortunate about some of the key additions, the names that you just brought up. You know, Soria has done it very long time at a very high level. Bringing in Clippard is another tremendous sign for us. He's been doing it at a very high level for a long time. So we like where that's heading. We like the names that are joining from within our system that are very competitive and want to show us what they could do. So I'm looking for a really healthy spring training, especially with those guys in the back end. I'm sorry, the guys that are in the bullpen that are competing. They know there's a wide-open competition with a lot of openings, and it should be very interesting as we wind down through the course of the spring.
All right, well, I really hope you guys make all this optimism come to life. If nothing else, it'll be just great to have baseball with fans out this weekend. So good luck to you, Tori.